may have seen her on public television specials dressed up in Viking headgear or wearing Groucho glasses. Sometimes she puts them on while trying to merge in heavy traffic, a technique that works when other drivers become startled and let their guard down. Loretta LaRoche is unpredictable, wise, and passionately committed to helping us remember to have fun when the going gets tough. One of her books is entitled Life is Short, Wear Your Party Pants. She's an unusual blend of stress management consultant and stand-up comedian.
How many of you have noticed the amount of martyrdom that goes on now? Martyrs all over the place. Oh. If you want to be a martyr, get yourself a martyr kit. Get a piece of Velcro, put a piece around your wrist, another around your head, snap it together. Then you can go around telling everybody, nobody cares. And you know what? They don't.
The first time I saw Loretta LaRoche was at a comedy performance she gave to a dental convention, a fact itself I found amusing for some reason. Loretta has a lot of gusto, and her own enjoyment at the humor becomes infectious, somehow drawing everyone else into the laughter. But her jokes poke fun gently as a means of coping.
Have you had times in your life when you were overcome by pessimism, and is this how you fought your way out of it?
Always. This is who I am. What I talk about on stage is essentially what I've been practicing all my life, all these things that I talk about, catastrophizing, and I grew up with it. I can take something to such a place where I'm already dead.
Are you still battling that?
Yeah. But there's a lot of funny in it. I'm much more aware, and I know what I'm doing. But that doesn't necessarily take it away, because, you know, people don't realize this. I don't care how much you study, what you do, you are essentially a biology. You have chemistry that you're dealing with. Your brain is wired a certain way. I have a great propensity to ruminate. So I can take something that starts to bother me and go over it until I'm like a dog with a bone that's almost, gone. And I can create stories around it, and I can terrorize myself.
I'm calling the Department of Homeland Security.
I think you should. A lot of people do this.
And do you believe that it's possible to rewire ourselves?
I think we can to a degree, but it takes a lot of work. You really have to be amazingly aware. And I think my work has been my blessing. It's like, it's taught me a great deal. And people will say, how do you know what I'm doing? I said, because I do it myself.
The day I visited her home south of Boston, Loretta LaRoche was hobbling around, still recovering from a recent hip surgery. Despite her discomfort, I was heartened to find her in obvious good humor. A companion was temporarily assisting Loretta during her recuperation.
May the matzo be with you.
I've been living with this woman for the last
month.
Well, you're a good soul.
We've been laughing our asses off.
We really have. We've laughed the hip well.